Wednesday late this morning, Brother Woody Bradley, who is here, he conducted a service, and they had two people saved out there at that service. Give the Lord a clap offering of praise. Amen. Because he lives, we also shall live. But thank you for being here this Easter morning as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. My subject this morning, the dawn of a new day. The dawn of a new day. We're reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, beginning in verse 1. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre with spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words and returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and the other women that were with them which told these things unto the apostles. My subject, the dawn of a new day. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much how we've been seated today in heavenly places in Christ. Lord, we thank you for the music. Lord, the cantata, for the presentations, Lord, with our youth. And Lord, we just praise you that we sense your presence in a mighty way. And Lord, what a beautiful day you have given us to celebrate the resurrection. Lord, I pray that you will bless the churches throughout Wilson, North Carolina, and Lord, that many souls will come into your kingdom. Lord, we just thank you for the privilege to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ and to preach the glorious gospel, Lord, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give us an ear to hear. Lord, let me preach with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Let my tongue be like that of the writer's pen. And everyone said in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Death laid his hands on the Lord Jesus Christ, and they put Jesus in a rock-hewed, borrowed tomb. And there was a stone placed upon the mouth of that tomb and the seal of the Roman government. The devil and the demons of hell thought they had defeated him. On the first day, I can hear the grave call down to hell and say, Hell, do you still have Jesus down there? And hell answered and said, Yes, I've got him. We've got him locked up so tight, there is no way he could ever escape. On the second day, the grave called down to hell and said, Hell, is Jesus still down there? And hell called back and said, Don't you worry. We've got him locked up. We've got him bound, and he could never escape. But on the third day, early in the morning, Jesus stirred himself. And the Holy Ghost stormed the gates of hell, went down to where the Son was held in the throes of death. He breathed into him the eternal spirit, and up from the grave he arose. Yes, death laid his hands on Mohammed, and Mohammed is still in the grave. Death laid his hands on Confucius, and Confucius is still in the grave. Death laid his hands on Joseph Smith, and Joseph Smith is still in the grave. But when death laid his hands on Jesus Christ, it was impossible for death to hold him. When God's eternal time clock reached its precise moment, out of that prison of death, Jesus came. He arose from the dead in the dark domain, and he lives forever with the saints to reign. He arose. Hallelujah. Christ arose. And because he lives, we also shall live. I think we ought to stand and give Jesus Christ a standing ovation for what he has done. He has purchased us, shed his precious blood, and we're redeemed because of that one act. When he cried, forgive, a streak of God's glory hit this earth. Amen. The The doors of the law were slammed shut, and the doors of amazing grace were open wide. Hallelujah. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Praise God that we're saved. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. When Jesus arose that day, it was the dawn of a new day. And that's why we celebrate Easter and the resurrection. He's no longer hanging on a cross. He's not behind us in a tomb, but he is before us on a throne. And today he rules and reigns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as the monarch of the universe. He is our great high priest that has passed into heaven, amen. And he cut a new and a better covenant with his own precious blood. And it, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. But he shed his blood for us. We've had all the filth flushed out of us. We've been born again. Our names are in the Lamb's Book of Life. We're on our way to heaven. And I might add, I'm singing as I go. Have you got a song in your heart? Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory, 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 glory. What a wonderful Savior we have. Hallelujah. The Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth. Amen. People wonder what's going on. Let me tell you what's going on. The Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth. He holds the keys. Amen. And because Jesus was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. When he raised him from the dead, set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might, and every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. Is he your Lord today? Then go on and praise him and shout, hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to God. It's so wonderful to be saved. I remember when I wasn't saved, and I remember the moment when he saved me. What a great revival we just had. Some of you got powerful testimonies of what happened because we had an encounter with the risen, resurrected Lord of glory. In my text, I want you to notice that the first person that Jesus appeared to, I want you to notice who that person was after his resurrection. It wasn't an apostle. It wasn't one of his 12 disciples. It was not one of the religious leaders, but it was Mary Magdalene, out of whom Jesus had cast seven devils. Jesus was making a statement when he did this. He was saying, I want the world to know, for those who have been controlled by demonic powers, that I count it a great joy to reveal myself to them. Jesus always lifted people. He didn't come to condemn people like many religious people do. But he came to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to redeem us with his precious blood. And as I said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Paul asked this question. He said, some say that there is no resurrection of the dead. He said, if there's no resurrection, we are of all men most miserable. But he didn't stop there. He said, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Hallelujah. He is alive, and Jesus is well, and Jesus is ready to do a work in your heart. Amen. Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And he said, don't touch me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. Jesus was telling her, I have holy blood that came out of this human body. I have holy blood, and now I am taking that blood back to heaven. See, God had torn the veil in the temple apart from the top to the bottom, and God was moving out of buildings, and God was moving into people. The Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Heaven is his throne. Earth is his footstool. He said, have not my hands made all these things, but you are the temple of the living God. And God said, I will walk in them. I will dwell in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. So God was moving out of buildings, and God was moving into people. There are no more holy temples. There are no more holy buildings. And Jesus took his own precious blood. He carried it into heaven itself. He sprinkled it upon the mercy seat for our eternal redemption. God accepted that blood. The claims of justice have been satisfied, and now anyone and everyone can be saved. The songwriter said, "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that washes white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is a fount filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilt and shame, lose all their guilt and shame. I'm so glad I made a trip to Calvary one day, and what war had done to me, and what a life of sin had done to my life. Jesus Christ's precious blood washed it all away, and he took all my guilt, he took all my shame, and that's what he did for you. Go on and praise him, hallelujah. All of us got a story to tell. All of us got a testimony, and the Bible says we overcome him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of our testimony." And it says they love not their lives to death. That means that whatever he required of them, they were willing to do. If they said, "We're going to kill you," they said, "That's all right. I like what Paul said." He said, "Whether I live unto the Lord, or whether I die unto the Lord. Whether I live or whether I die, I am the Lord's." I remember when they cut my chest wide open, I was trying to get my strength back, and the devil was telling me, he said, "You'll never have it again. You'll never be able to do it." And I was at trying to cut the grass, and all of a sudden, these words come up out of my spirit. I said, "Listen to me, devil, I'm cutting this grass." I said, "Whether I live unto the Lord. Whether I die unto the Lord. Whether I live or whether I die, I'm the Lord's. I'm cutting this grass, and you can't do a thing about it." Felt so good, I said it again. And I just kept on saying, my wife had to turn the floodlights on so I could finish cutting the grass. And I wasn't riding no more. I was walking behind that mower to get me some exercise. I tell you what, God made us and God will heal us and God can do anything. And all you have to do is turn your faith loose. Look unto Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, through the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross, despising the shame. And where I want you to see him today, he is seated at the right hand of God, Lord of this new and better covenant. He established it with his own precious blood. Praise God for the blood. Amen. Glory to God. See, it's the blood of Jesus that saves us. And Jesus revealed himself first to a woman. Somebody said, "Women can't preach the gospel," but I'd rather believe Jesus. Jesus told Mary to go and tell others that I'm alive. Women can tell it, men can tell it, little children can tell it, and I tell it everywhere I go. I've got good news. Jesus Christ is alive, and the first person that Jesus revealed that to was a woman. The next person that Jesus appeared to was Simon Peter, who had failed. Have you ever failed? The Bible says his anger endureth but a moment. His favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. If you fail, you're in a good place to have your sins washed away, to be restored into the kingdom. Amen. And to Jesus will let you know that I love you and I care for you. See, Peter made a mistake, and he denied the Lord, and he failed. And the second person that Jesus appeared to was Simon Peter. Peter failed, but he went out, and he wept bitterly, and he repented, and Jesus restored him. Jesus wants to lift up the fallen, and he wants to encourage those who have made mistakes. Jesus is in the business of helping people. He is not in the business of hurting people. So if you have fallen, then turn to Jesus and he will forgive you. Look at 1 John 1:9. The Bible says, "If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." There's none righteous, no, not one. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. He said, "I'll not even share my glory with another." But when he was praying in the 17th chapter of John, Jesus, he said, Father, I and thou and me, that they may be one in us. And the glory which thou hast given to me, I give to them, that they might be one with us. And that the world may know that thou hast loved them as thou hast loved me. What manner of love is this that's been bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God? It's the love of God. It's the love of the Father. It's the love of the Son. It's the love of the Holy Ghost. They were all involved in bringing our redemption to consummation. Thank God for the blood. Peter, he went out and he wept bitterly over his sins, and Jesus forgave him and Jesus restored him. And by doing this, Jesus is letting us know there is hope for the fallen. There is hope for those who have done wrong. There is hope for the sinner. And he appeared to Peter to let all those know who have failed that I still care for you. Some people get so discouraged and they feel like no one cares. Well, the songwriter said, no one ever cared for me like Jesus. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend as kind as he. No one else can take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. Sing it, Mother and Daddy. I can hear them now. Those old songs, they're down in me. They're in heaven now. Hallelujah. Walking on streets of gold, walls of jasper, gates of pearl. Be absent from this body is to be present from the Lord. And one day, when the trump sounds, we're going to get a resurrected body. And we're going home to be with the Lord forevermore. And the Bible says, wherefore comfort you one another with these words. So no matter what you're going through, I bring you comfort today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then Jesus appeared to two discouraged disciples on the Emmaus Road. They were discouraged. They were depressed. They were despondent. And they were walking down life's road so sad. They were so sad that they did not even recognize Jesus when he appeared to them. But the Bible says Jesus made himself known unto them. I promise you that if you will seek for him, if you will search for him, he will make himself known to you. He comes to us individually, and he comes to us because of his great love for us, and he wants us to save us. The Bible says he made himself known to them, and they went back to Jerusalem saying, Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive, and we have seen the Lord. So you may be discouraged today. If so, Jesus has your answer. Jesus has your answer because Jesus is the answer. He's not the great I was. He's not the great I used to be. He's not the great I shall be. But he is the great I am. Hallelujah. And to all the women, to all those who have failed, to all of those who are discouraged today, Jesus wants you to know that he is alive and he's the I am. He's the great I am. And he's here to encourage you. He's the bread of life. He's the water of life. He's the good shepherd. He's the resurrection and the life. He's the great physician. Amen. He's the Son of God. He's the Son of Man. And he's the soon coming King. Hallelujah. And he's my King. Can I talk to you about him? Who's this man called Jesus? What manner of man is he? He's the one who can calm your troubles, see. He calls blind eyes to open. He turned the water into wine. He's the Savior, the Redeemer, the way for mankind. He's a strong and mighty tower. He's our refuge in life. He's the lily of every valley. He's both the buyer and the price. He's the captain of our salvation. He's the risen Christ. His name is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And he's the giver of life. Go on and praise him because he gave you new life. Hallelujah. And when he gave you new life, that was the dawning of a new day. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me. He talks with me. A long life, narrow way. He lives. He lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives. He lives. He lives. Say it, church. He lives within my heart. Glory. Go on and praise him. He lives. Glory to the Lamb. We've already experienced resurrection power. Glory to God. Then Jesus appeared to the 11 disciples who were in hiding. They were behind locked doors for fear of the Jews. And all of a sudden, Jesus walked through the wall. They thought it was a ghost. He said, "No, I'm not a ghost." He said, "Look at me." He said, "Flesh and bone." He didn't have any blood. He was in a glorified body. He just walked through the wall. Bible said, then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Put John 20:20 up there. I'll tell you what 20:20 vision is. John 20, verse 20. 20:20 vision is seeing Jesus. Look at that. John 20, verse 20. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. See that at the bottom? And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his feet. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Have you seen him? I'll tell you one thing. He's revealed himself to you. If you're born again, you have seen him. Hallelujah. He said, "Peter, who do people say I am?" He said, "Well, some say you're John Baptist. Some say that you're Elijah, one of the prophets." He said, "Who do you say I am, Peter?" Jesus said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus turned to him and said, "Peter, flesh and blood haven't revealed that to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. I'm here to tell you, if you know he's the Christ, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you, but it was God the Father and God the Holy Ghost." Hallelujah. So you and I could be saved from our sins. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. He lives. He's alive. Glory to God. Thank God. Amen. You know, they were hiding. But they were glad when they saw the Lord. And Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." And it was in that same upper room that on the day of Pentecost that the Holy Ghost hit that place like a rushing mighty wind. God wants every one of us to be saved. He wants us to be delivered and all the filth flushed out. And then he wants us to be a vessel of honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use, filled with the Holy Ghost, and prepared for every good work that he has called us to. Amen. He's a great, great God. The last person I want to talk to about this morning is the doubter. The doubter. Oh, brother Thomas. Thomas wasn't there when Jesus walked through the wall. And when the disciples told Thomas, "We have seen the Lord," Thomas said, "I don't believe it. I don't believe it, and I'm not going to believe it unless I see the nail prints in his hands and thrust my hand in his side." A week later, Jesus walked back through the wall, and he told Thomas, "Reach forth thy hands, feel my hands. Put your hand and feel my side, and be not faithless, but believe." Amen. So we got people that won't believe. Amen. But have I got anybody out there that believes? Okay. Hallelujah. See, we have not seen him as Mary Magdalene. We have not seen him like Peter. We have not seen him like the two men on the Emmaus Road. We have not seen him like the 11 disciples. We have not seen him like Thomas. We have not seen him like any of those, yet we believe. We believe that he rose from the dead. We believe that he is the Son of God. We believe that he died as our sin substitute and he took and washed our sins away with his blood. We believe that by his stripes we are healed. We believe that he is alive forevermore. We believe in the resurrection. We believe that heaven shall be our eternal home because our names are written in the Lamb's book of life. And Jesus said that since we have believed, he said, we are blessed. Hallelujah. He said, "Thomas, you believe because you've seen. But there are people that will believe who have not seen, and blessed shall they be." Amen. That's why I love that confession. I am blessed and highly favored of God. Look at three people and tell them, "You are blessed and highly favored of God. You are blessed and highly favored of God." Hallelujah. And we all need to rejoice because our names are written in the Lamb's book of life. Hallelujah. I'm blessed. You're blessed. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. Goodness and mercy, they follow me everywhere I go. They're on my trail. They're trying to catch up with me. And it's the same way with you. Just turn your faith loose and look to Jesus Christ, and you will find him in your moment of need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God that heaven is real. And because Jesus lives, we also live. Now, the angel asked Mary in my text, "Why seek ye the living among the dead?" He's not here, for he is risen. I know it's old-fashioned to believe in heaven, but I believe in a city called heaven. My mother's there. My brother's there. My daddy's there. Little Bubba that was adopted in our family, he's there. My buddy that joined the United States Marine Corps with me, who died 15 days after he got to Vietnam. He was a Christian, and he's there. You've got loved ones that are there. And heaven is real. And someday there's going to be a glad reunion. I'm going to a city that is fairer than day. Every home will be a mansion. The caretakers will all be angels. The city directory is called the Lamb's Book of Life. Every step will be a thrill. Every moment will be a jubilee. Every meal will be a banquet. Eyes not seen, ears not heard. It's not even entered into the hearts of man, the things that God has prepared for those. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Thank God that heaven is real. Thank God that we can go to that city. You know, Abraham searched for it, but you and I and the redeemed of all ages, we're going to occupy that city. If you're here today and you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior, if you have fallen like Brother Peter, if your heart is troubled, if you need a breakthrough from God, if you need a miracle, I invite you, Pastor Rick, if you would come, I invite you while he's playing the piano and singing softly, I invite you to come and to talk with Jesus. He brought us here not just to celebrate the resurrection. Jesus was always blessing people. The Bible says, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were pressed of the devil, for God was with him." What a wonderful Savior. Yes. Heaven's going to be wonderful. When Jesus rose from the dead, it was the dawn of a new day. When we were saved, it was the dawn of a new day. And when we all get to heaven, it will be the dawn of a new day.
All glory.
God loves to take broken things, fragmented things, the broken pieces, and he likes to put it back together again and make it whole. And that's my testimony. Let us stand. Hallelujah.
Because he lives, and I can
I love you, Jesus.
Tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you so much.
Because he lives.
Thank you, Jesus.
All fear is gone.
Thank you so much. I love you, Lord.
Because I know.
Let him bless you. Sing to the King.
Behold the future. And life is worth the living just because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives.
You need special prayer today. The altars are open. We'll pray with you. And I promise you, if you'll come in faith, you will meet the Lord of glory. Whatever that hurt, whatever that pain, whatever that need, you'll release your faith. He will meet you there.
this word.